This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic. Cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening to you. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Got something coming that I'm going to review for you very shortly. Plus, I need to get Jay back on the show. But check them out at franklinarmory.com. So it's Wednesday night. So that means we're going to kick off with Arbalest Quarreling tonight. That's just going to be Roger Katz. Good evening, sir. We got Roger? Okay. This always happens. I always give out what I hope is either a very quick and to-the-fact introduction or a really good one, and then call drops. Not complaining, mind you. I'm just making an observation. Okay. So, okay, Roger, I've already introduced you, so good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I don't know what happened, but I'm here.
Well, you know, it's that mobile phone technology. It's just unbeatable.
It happens.
It happens
all the time.
So, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, the first thing I think we ought to talk about, because I gave it a lot of thought, is this midterm post-mortem, my take. I'm sure you have your own thoughts about it, and
sure.
I'll give you some of mine, because I am really concerned. I was really, really hoping that the Republicans would retain control of the House, and that didn't happen. Now, I know that listening to Sean Hannity, he's tried to put a good spin on this, indicating, well, considering that Obama lost many, many more seats. I think it was on the order of about 60 seats after his first midterm in office, that what transpired is only a trickle and not a blue wave. Well, be that as it may, the Republicans still lost the House. And more importantly, unlike Obama, Trump is facing a truly heinous, almost an enemy in the House with the Democrats, because they've made it very clear that they want to go after this guy. And how do they refer to it? 89 subpoenas, part of their cannon, cannon blast. Look, nothing good could come of this. And even though the Republicans fortunately do have control of the Senate, which is the most important thing, even if Trump were impeached, the Senate would never convict him. And it would be the same story with Bill Clinton. But it's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. And it really makes it difficult for the president to accomplish his policy objectives on behalf of the American people. And so the Democrats are, for my part, I wish we would just operate on one house right now, the Senate, but we can't do that. What's your take on this?
Well, you had 38 Republicans that quit in the House, and right. Trump lost under 30 seats. So that little part, that sort of, I looked at that, and I was just, my first thought was, well, that's interesting, because it could, that should have been, you know, Obama, he lost 64. He lost 64 right, seats right. in his first midterm and 29 governorships.
Well, and that was Bill Clinton,
yeah, Bill Clinton lost 50 something, and all of these guys historically, this was a very low turnover, and I think part of the reason had to do with the fact that you had 38 incumbents. That, as much as I hate the power of the incumbency, I think most of those guys that quit in the House knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah.
So, and that's fine. And I mean, you know, Trump, to his credit, he's already reached out and he's called Nancy Pelosi and said, I think you should be speaker and I'll support you and all this other stuff, because Trump is a real estate developer and he works with the hand he has dealt. But, they can, and they may very well, but here's the thing. They've got the House. What are they going to do with it?
Well, that's it. The one, good, positive, thing about this is that the Democrats are going to be at each other's throats. You've got Pelosi that actually I think it would be a good thing because she probably does realize that she has to work with Trump. Otherwise, she's going to be capitulating to these juvenile kids, basically, people like this Alexandra, what's her name?
Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah. Ocasio-Cortez, and there's about three others. These people have no idea of the of running a country. All they know about is they feel that they're in that candy store now, and they're going to do whatever they want. And if she capitulates to them, then I don't know.
I don't think she will. Nancy is a very arrogant person. But here's the thing: what you're basically talking about is you've got a bunch of people right now that are going to try to represent the poorest people in the United States, and then you've got a bunch of crony capitalists in the upper crust of the traditional. Established Democratic leadership, they're going to represent all of their little crony interests. So they'll be at each other's throats. So I don't know how much they'll actually get done. They can talk the talk right now, but I mean, if they don't do anything, I don't, the Republicans didn't do anything. I'm not sad to see the Republican establishment gone out of the House. I'm glad Ryan's gone. I'm glad McCarthy. If Kevin McCarthy is the Speaker of the House, would be a disaster. He'd make John Boehner look like a dynamic Speaker of the House.
Well, Jim Jordan would have been good if we
sure,
but I don't know. The other thing, of course, has to do with the appointment of Matthew Whitaker, which I think is a good thing.
We got 45 seconds. Do you want to hold up on that and pick it up when we get back?
Well, I could.
Let's do that just because I want you to get it out. I want to hear what you have to say about Matthew Whitaker, because find him to be the first one in the executive branch that is really Trump-esque. So, let's talk about Matt Whitaker in the next segment. Now, for those of you that may want to look at what Arbalest Quarrel does, says, writes, whatever, you can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. You can also find them as featured writers at amoland.com. And have you gotten a call from a guy named Dan Zimmerman yet?
Dan Zimmerman?
Okay. We'll talk about that offline, but they're coming soon to somebody else as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Southern Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. We're talking about things as they sit today in our executive branch, and you wanted to talk about Matt Whitaker, the acting attorney general.
Yeah, I think we would both agree, Bill, that he was definitely a good appointment. In fact, when you think about it, or when I think about it, I think that the president would have done well to have appointed him in the first place. Excuse me. This is not a man who's going to take a back seat to anyone, and he certainly is not going to be walked over. And I think the Democrats, the very fact that they've come out punching, they're very concerned about it. You've got Adam Schiff, who says, oh, he's totally unqualified. And his only qualification seems to be that he wants to be, that the president wants him to be the hatchet man to destroy the Mueller investigation. Well, look, the fact is he's not going to recuse himself. What I find interesting, though, beyond the going forth and attacking him and defending him, whatever, it seems that the Democrats, even though they talk about the need to follow the law and the rule of law, they look in so many directions to avoid applying the law. And I was curious about the appointment because the Democrats had argued that that it was illegal. And I know that Fox News had talked about the fact that it is legal. I wanted to take a look at the specific statute. It's 5 U.S.C. 3345. They refer to it as vacancies and appointments of Chapter 3. And the specific section is titled Acting Officer. And it says this. If an officer of an executive agency, including the executive office of the president, whose appointment to office is required to be made by the president, by and with the advice and consent of the Senate, dies, resigns, or is otherwise unable to perform the functions and duties of the office. In this case, he's asked to resign. One, the first assistant to the office of such officer shall perform the functions and duties of the office temporarily in an acting capacity subject to the time limitations of the next section, 3346. That's the clause that the Democrats refer to. But there's another clause, and that's a paragraph two. Notwithstanding paragraph one, the president and only the president may direct a person who serves in an office for which appointment is required to be made by the president for which appointment is required to be made by the president, by and with the advice and consent of the Senate, to perform the functions and duties of the vacant office temporarily in an acting capacity subject to the same time limitations, which is actually 210 days. So it is perfectly legal. They can't do anything to remove him. The fact is, after the 210 days are up, the president could very well install him or nominate him, Whitaker, as the new attorney general. In that case, the Senate would have to vote to confirm him. But with what do we have now? 52, 53 seats. I was really hoping that we would have Arizona, too. I felt really, really bad that McSally lost to Kristen Sinema.
But, well, McSally is now hoping that the governor appoints her to take over John McCain's seat. So, she capitulated, and it's that part of it's over. I don't think she quite understood what was in play there.
Well, I don't think we can really blame her. I think Mark Levin had made a good point. There is definitely an attempt across the country to take advantage of the rising immigration, illegal immigration status these individuals that have come here that reside here illegally. We have a situation in Florida. I think that Rick Scott is going to prevail. I think that DeSantis will have the governorship too. They'll have to get rid of this Snipes. Levin made the point, and it's a good point, that when you think about it, California under Reagan was originally a Republican state, and now it's about as Democrat, almost as communist, or socialist, you can say. Texas is going the same way. Colorado is going the same way. Florida is changing, too. And much of my research in the last few days and the article I'm working on now has to do with immigration, because I'm really, really concerned with the situation at the border and what it bodes and where the population of this country looks to be in the next 20 or 30 years, because we could very well lose this country. And that means losing the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, all of it. So
now, I want to ask you a question about that. Now, when you start saying that, do you just presume that it will happen legislatively and nothing will happen as a pushback to that?
Well, it starts with the media. I was reading a couple reviews, and it was quite interesting. Look, a few months ago, I know Hillary Clinton had mentioned it about, doing away with the Electoral College. But there's something else that I was reading. There was a review, one of them by Peter Baker, and it has to do with the representation of the House of Representatives. He says, the Constitution stipulated that every 10 years, the House should be reapportioned so that each state had at least one representative and that no congressional district contained fewer than 30,000 people.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. You hold it right there. I want to pick it up on the other end.
Okay.
Roger is he's a featured writer at Amoland.com, in addition to being the chief scribe at Arbalest Quarrel. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
USA Radio News.
The first group from the migrant caravan arrived at the United States-Mexico border. Now they chose the Tijuana port of entry. Video can be seen of many of the young men climbing or standing on the wall, jumping in the United States, and then jumping back across into Mexico when they saw border agents approaching. Pete Flores is the director of the Border Patrol office in San Diego. He explains what's going to happen to the folks who claim asylum but did not take Mexico up on their offers for asylum.
In San Diego, we have a queue-in process today, a queue management process on how we handle asylum seekers today because of the impact we're already seeing at our ports of entry.
A fire official said today crews aided by cooler weather and diminishing winds have managed to slow down the spread of a massive wildfire in Northern California that has killed at least 48 people. CAL FIRE said the blaze has charred 135,000 acres and is about 35% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh yeah, check them out at franklinarmory.com. I got a T&E gun on the way, and we will be testing and evaluating. That's coming up. franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. Where did Steven go this time?
I think he went to the Caribbean.
The Caribbean.
So, actually, he's on a sea cruise in the Caribbean. And in fact, I haven't heard from him in, since Wednesday of last week. He was supposed to get back to me. He said he would be incommunicado for a couple of days, but I don't know. I imagine he and his lovely wife, Lucy, are sitting somewhere and basking on a nice island, drinking a couple of Mai Tais, and then they'll be headed back to their next port of call, and I'm sure he's doing just fine.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for the day that I get to hear that you took a vacation and Steven has to stay behind.
It would be nice.
Do the work. So you should be working on that. Anyway.
I wanted to get back to this because I have a feeling that there's going to be a real attempt to increase the number of representatives in the House. And I'm reading here from a news account, as the country's population grew over the next century, this would be the 20th century, and here we are already in the 21st. So did the House until it reached 435, and that was in 1911, well over 100 years ago, when each member at that time represented an average of 212,000 people. But Congress refused to reapportion after the 1920 census, as a wave of immigration threatened to shift voting power from the South and Midwest to the urban Northeast. Yeah, we've seen this, haven't we?
Right.
Eventually, Congress voted to keep the House at 435 seats, regardless of rising population, except for a brief period when it enlarged to 437 because Alaska and Hawaii had joined the Union with one seat each. The House has remained at 435 ever since. With each member now representing about 700,000 constituents on average, the idea of increasing the size of the House has come up in recent years, and certainly right now, but it has not attracted much support. But now that may change. Some of these socialists in the echo chamber in the mainstream media would like to see the number of seats increasing to 1,000. Now, this is why it would be extremely dangerous. We have to consider the census. And I happened to look at a Census Bureau report on 2015. This is what they said. Between 2014 and 2060, the U.S. population is projected to increase from 319 million to 417 million, reaching 400 million in 2051. The U.S. population is projected to grow more slowly in future decades than in the recent past. But this is where it's important. By 2030, one in five Americans is projected to be 65 and over, with more than half of all Americans projected to belong to a minority group, any group other than non-Hispanic way alone. And by 2060, nearly one in five, is 20% of the nation's total population, is projected to be foreign-born. So you got 80 million then foreign-born, and 50% of that, 200 million, will be minority. Now, they go on to say this: racial minorities, as the primary demographic engine of the nation's future growth, countering an aging, slow-growing, and soon-to-be-declining white population. The new statistics project that the nation will become minority white in 2045. That's not that long from now. During that year, whites will comprise 49.7% of the population, in contrast to 24.6% for Hispanics, 13.1% for blacks, 7.9% for Asian, and 3.8% for multiracial populations. So one half of that minority population is going to be the Hispanic. And that is where I think we should all be very, very concerned, because we're not dealing now with individuals that are readily susceptible to assimilation. I remember last week, I said that you have between, 340,000 to 400,000 individuals born of illegal aliens, that's Hispanic illegal aliens, every single year. And those individuals would then, once they get of age, can then sponsor their parents, their relatives, and you just have an exponential growth of this non-citizen population, which will eventually probably become citizen. And think about this. Gillum, who had conceded the governorship to DeSantis, decided to reconsider that in light of the ridiculous situation down in Broward County and in, Palm Beach. And you have Gillum, who became aware, as the Democrat lawyers became aware, that there were some individuals who were non-citizens who had illegally voted. And he says, well, yeah, those votes should count. Well, apart from the fact that, sure, he would like to become governor, I find it pretty, this concerning to hear an individual that would become a representative of this country to argue that, well, non-citizens should have the right to vote. Well, we do know that in California and in, I think in New York, but certainly maybe they're considering it in New York, but you have a substantial number of people that are voting in local elections. And from that, it, you know, they can piggyback and say, well, why should they not be able to vote in federal elections? Now, consider this. Puerto Rico, for example, it's a territory of the United States. They had a chance to be vote to make Puerto Rico a state. They wanted, they had all the advantages of just being a territory, just like illegal aliens coming here have the advantage of getting the country for welfare, and housing, and health care, and education, and all of it. And Puerto Ricans are considered citizens, but they are not permitted to vote in federal elections.
Let me get you hold of federal elections, because coming up on the...
Coming
up on the next break. Now, I do want to ask you a question. Now, all of these things you're describing, I know they want to do. But once again, and this is what I want you to take up in the next little bit. All these things you're talking about is what they want to do. Absolutely, they do. And they are doing it because they want power. Mm-hmm. But I look at a couple of parallels to Europe where they, you know, they started importing all of these Islamists and they're about to lose everything they got. And I want to approach it from that angle. But talking to Roger Kett from Marvelous World, this is Lock and Load.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. God Said, Man Said.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. God Said, Man Said.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. God Said, Man Said.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz of Arbalest Quarrel, and let me completely frame my question to you, because
sure,
I know they want to do what you're talking about doing, and the reason they want to do it, the reason they want to count illegal citizens as voters, is because they ultimately want power. Which in Europe, what we're seeing is they wanted to continue the status quo. They wanted, and they started doing that by importing Islamists to pay into the welfare state, which that's turning out to be something different altogether. Now, and I asked you something about this earlier before. Do you think that simply happens in this country is if they try to legislatively push that through, and there would be no pushback?
Well, there'll definitely be pushback, and in this country, at least at the moment, I think that as long as we have a Bill of Rights, and as long as we have a Supreme Court that reads the statutes and the Constitution narrowly, according to the plain meaning of the text, I think we'll be in pretty good shape. But in Europe, I heard or listened to a story a few days ago, and it was really a bit frightening. If we would see European law applied in our country. Do you recall a situation where an Austrian was convicted of disparaging Mohammed? And here in a title on the Hollywood Reporter says, European court won't tolerate blasphemy as free speech.
Right.
And yeah. The case concerned an Austrian who held two seminars on Islam. She discussed an alleged marriage between the Prophet Muhammad and a six-year-old girl and commented, what do we call it if it is not pedophilia?
Right.
The woman was subsequently convicted for disparaging religious doctrines in order to pay a fine. The case then proceeded to appeal, and the court of European Court of Human Rights affirmed the conviction. Well, there's two things about that. One, that apparently the right of free speech, and of course, I don't know what each country says about that, but obviously when it comes to anyone's rights in Europe, if you're a member of the European Union, you're going to be taking your orders from Brussels, because we see the political powers, the national powers of each country being subsumed by this overarching transnational system of governance. Recall what Macron said, apparently attacking Trump and also making the claim that there's a new world order coming. The idea that, well, patriotism is inconsistent with nationalism. I never heard of such a thing. But,
well, I mean, you know, I don't expect anything different out of France. France, as far as I'm concerned, Patton had it right. He said, I would rather have a division of Germans in front of me than a division of the French behind me. So, you know, they can get out there and they can grandstand all they want. Macron can be the globalist figurehead poster boy. I have no problem with that. They right now are having to use soldiers to guard synagogues and Jewish-owned businesses in Paris. So he's got his own issues, and maybe he should be sort of concerned with that rather than getting out here and lecturing us. So I'm, you know, they are in dangerous territory as far as where they may be going, and they may not be able to reverse it. So when it comes here to the United States, my question to you is, do you simply think that, you know, if the Democrats get control and if all of a sudden they, do you think all of these things they want to do would just be allowed to happen?
Well, it's not going to be just allowed to happen, but the fact is that.
Well, I mean, here's the thing: haven't they designed government to be almost at the behest of the judiciary?
Well, they'd rather not. Let's put it that way. And I know that there's been a couple editorials on that score. They're very, very concerned about the judiciary, because if they do, let's say they do take control of the Senate, too, and at some point, as long as there is a thin conservative majority, then any attempt to recalibrate what the Constitution means is going to be struck down as unconstitutional. If they try to do anything regarding the First Amendment to constrain it, they're going to be struck down. And the same with the Second Amendment. But that doesn't mean that they won't try.
Well, sure, but I mean, they're doing everything so out in the open now. You know, they're not even trying to put any subterfuge in the way of, we found a bunch of uncounted ballots in the back of a rental Yugo from Rent-A-Wreck.
Yeah, but what does that tell you? I mean, they'd be on that.
Well, they're power hungry. That's what they want. They want power. They watch too much Scarface with the monologue. First you got to get the money, then you get the power. And so, yes, they want to do that. But the problem here in this country is that, first of all, Trump is stacking the court. And they have always deferred to the court. They've always wanted activist judges, but now they won't have that. They may try to stack the Supreme Court, but, I mean, we live now in an era where Lindsey Graham lost his mind on the floor and continues to lose his mind. And I never thought we would see that day. I think we're now in the middle of, we're moving to serious ideological combat. And if the Antifa get too far out of line, I think it might turn into actual combat. So we'll see how that goes. But I mean, when it comes down to it, yes, I've read stuff where by 2040, most everybody will live in 15 states, and they will mostly be the coastal states. We will become like Australia, except those 15 states will still only have two senators, and the other states will have all the rest of the senators. So the upper house will never be something that they can completely dominate. They may dominate in the House of Representatives, but the House of Representatives hasn't done anything in years.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it would be nice to have.
But what if they control the Senate, though, Bill?
How are they going to do that? How are they going to do that when they got 30 senators they can control versus the other 70 that are out there? Demographically, they're going to move to 15 states, so they'll control two per. And unless they radically try to change everything, and then that will be so transparent, I think you'd see fighting in the street at that point.
Conceivably, and rightfully so.
Well, we have a minute, so anyway.
All right. Well, what I'd like to see, and if you think that there's going to be fighting in the streets, just imagine if Ruth Bader Ginsburg breaks another rib. And she says, you know, I just cannot continue. I'm going to have to resign.
Right.
Or retire from the U.S. Supreme Court. And Trump makes a third nomination.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got no issue with that. If that's going to come, bring it on now while I'm still very viable. I'm good to go with that one. I am good to go with that one. We've had one incident where we had the Bundy Ranch thing and the feds blinked. And that would happen again. It would happen again. But one more time before we go away, MarvelousQuarrel.com. That's where you will find Roger's stuff in addition to Ammoland.com. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. Coming up next from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, we're going to talk to Dr. John Adine. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman Legions. The Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.